Hi, I'm Christy, and today on this episode of Laugh or Cry, I am going to talk about some reality stars and politicians that have been in a little bit of trouble here lately. Todd Chrisley going to jail, Cody Brown from Sister Wives losing 75% of his wives, and even George Santos and Draggate is what I'm calling it. Note, I am not saying that these people are in fact gay, but that I think that they could be. This is me, my opinion, not fact, as to avoid being accused of slander. Now that I've done that, to begin. So Todd Chrisley. Last week he surrendered, and Julie did as well, for a 12-year sentence. I think Julie's is just 7, but his is 12 years. They scammed millions of dollars from banks for falsifying documents to get bank loans. In fact, $30 million in loans. They were found guilty of conspiracy to commit fraud, bank fraud, conspiracy to defraud the government, and tax fraud. How do these people get convicted of tax evasion? How does tax evasion even happen? I don't know how that happens at all, because let me tell you, the IRS seems to have no problem finding my bank account at all right? Now, some say, why do you think Todd Chrisley is gay? Well, one, I've got eyes in my head. Call it my gaydar, if you will. From the moment I first laid eyes on him in just the teaser previews of the show, years ago before it started, I thought, dude's gay. Dude's gay, and he's got a beard wife and these kids. He's gay. He has had a dick in his mouth, I guarantee it. And it's always these Christian, super religious people, which he is. He's so Christian, so religious. They're the ones that usually end up coming out of the closet, whether they want to be drug out or come out on their own. There have been allegations of an intimate relationship made by a former business partner of his, a guy named Mark Brandock. Now, have you seen a picture of Mark? Yeah, that man has also had a dick in his mouth. I look at him, oh yeah, he's got the family, he's got the kids, the wife. Dude is gay, by at the very least. So anyway, allegedly they're having this affair they had for like a year. But they got into an argument, and Todd threw him out of the office, even threatened to call the police on him. And after that, oh, coincidentally, Mark then decides to notify the FBI, and he got immunity for coming forth with all this information. Oh my God, right? So Mark claims that he and Todd were threatened by blackmailers to keep quiet about their affair, and they ended up paying the blackmailer like $38,000 to keep quiet, allegedly. And then Todd, you know, anyone that is not gay, I don't think would say these words. He says, "What's insulted me the most is that of all these 54 years for me to finally be accused of being with a man, it would be someone who looked like Mark Braddock." What? Listen to those words. Of all these 54 years for me to finally be accused. Dude, I'm thinking from the moment you've opened your mouth, you were accused of being gay. And who says that? Except someone who has actually sucked a dick. Maybe not Mark's, but you have sucked a dick. Todd said that the most insulting part of the allegation was Braddock saying it was just something that he wanted to try. So allegedly Mark was just wanting to, you know, to dabble in gay sex. You know, like one dabbles in crocheting or dabbles in car collecting. Now, yeah, you don't dabble with dick sucking. You know, you're either all in or you're not. You know, you don't just try that out. I've never in my life thought, you know, I'm just going to try lesbianism. Let's see how it works. No one ever does that, except people who are really interested in doing it, right? Todd goes on to say, "I ain't that small spoon at Baskin Robbins. I'm the whole scoop. You don't get to just sample here." That, okay, that, I, could say that as straight as a string, and you can blatantly hear the gay in that sentence, those two sentences. I ain't that small scoop at Baskin Robbins, I'm the whole scoop. You don't just get a sample here. Even saying it like that sounds completely gay. Dude, no straight man would say that ever. Can you imagine The Rock saying that? I don't think so. Can you imagine Mark Wahlberg saying that? I doubt it. Can you imagine Tom Cruise saying that? Well, yeah. Mark Braddock testified against Todd and Julie during their fraud trial in 2022, so last year, and claimed that he'd had an intimate affair with a reality star. Braddock further went on to claim that he helped Todd commit the crimes that the couple was later found convicted of. So he blew the whistle and got off because he gave all this information. Oh my God. He said that they'd had a year-long affair in the early 2000s, even though they were both married. Those are called beards. Those wives are called beards. And I love people like, oh, well, you know, they had all these kids. You know, just because you're gay doesn't mean your dick's broke. It could still go and work in the opposite sex, all right? And so this Mark guy is still married to his wife and living in Florida, and she's sticking with him. And now he works as a partner in a consulting firm. Dude, who the fuck would hire? Okay, you've been accused of fraud. You've admitted that you helped someone commit fraud, like millions of dollars worth of fraud. And someone's going to hire him? And it's a consulting firm? I would never go to that consulting firm ever, but what have you. Todd, oddly enough, is doing his time in Pensacola, so I wonder if he and Mark will have any conjugal visits, if you know what I mean. Long story short, the show was canceled, Chrisley Knows Best, plus the two spinoff shows also canceled. Julie has tried to dodge her time by saying her 10-year-old adopted daughter was suicidal. You know, I don't really remember a lot about me being 10, but I don't ever think I recall ever even knowing what suicide was, let alone thinking that I wanted to commit it. But what have you. So she's gone to a different facility, forget where, but somewhere up north. It's a hospital, like a mental hospital that she's in, but they don't think she's getting, quote, treatment for it. Okay, what have you. Now, in 2007... Todd Chrisley said that he's flattered that people think I can get laid on both ends. And my wife is certainly flattered that as many men want her husband as there are women. With that being said, I'm never going to have a drought. Who says that is straight? No one. No one. You are admitting that at the very least you're bi. There is nothing saying, no, I'm not gay. No, I have never done this. You're basically saying, yeah, they're coming toward me. Yeah, I can have what I want. I'm like, dude, stop. So in 2020, he said, like in a text or something, somebody was like going off on Savannah and like a troll or something. So he claps back at him going, nice try, you thirsty trick. Hey, what straight man ever has used the word thirsty? Ever, let alone thirsty trick. No straight man, especially no straight man in his 50s, has ever used the word thirsty trick. Ever. Dude, you couldn't be more gay right now if you had a rainbow colored boa across your chest and two dicks in your mouth. You couldn't be more gay. Now, in conclusion, he quipped in this little back and forth he was having. Now, with all that being said, I've got a bag of dicks to work on. P.S. Who even uses the word F, I'm assuming faggot, anymore? Didn't that go out with bell bottoms? Again, what straight man would, you know, and I know, you know, maybe he's trying to be like, see, I'm going to show you how straight I am that I'm going to be so flippant about these allegations. Dude, you are just making yourself look so much more gay. I said it when the show first started, and there has been absolutely nothing that has made me change my mind that guy is a closet gay in some shape or form. Now, if you watch Sister Wives, the husband on that show is Cody Brown. He has had two of his children come out as gay, which makes sense because they say 10% of the population is gay. He's got 18 kids, 3 that are adopted. So there would have to be at least one or two that would be gay if you're going by statistics. People in his high school thought he was gay. Talked about how flamboyant he was. Now, this is a guy who tries to appear as a ladies' man. And let me tell you, that doesn't hold water to me. Because I got a friend. And when I met him, I thought, man, he's really cute. Too bad he's gay. But then he came across as being this big womanizer, slept with anything with tits. I thought, man, I can't believe I was so wrong. Even went to his wedding. I caught the bouquet, which that's going to be some foreshadowing right there. But years later, he's calling me on the phone and he's telling me, he's coming out to me. I'm basically, other than the dude he is sleeping with, the first person he's come out to. And I was honored. But it was like, wow. So here's a guy that has fucked a lot of women, and he, to know him now, you would have never thought that guy would have ever slept with women. But yeah, he did. He put on that front. I got another friend who is gay, but he still occasionally has banged a woman. Being gay does not stop your dick from working. It will still fuck a woman and vice versa. There are gay women that I'm sure have sometimes still slept with a dude. It happens. Now, I think he's doing this macho thing, this whole polygamy, to appease his father. Now, his father, I guess they were all some sort of Mormon, blah, blah, blah. But back when he was a teenager, his father converted into polygamy. So Cody is out on some sort of mission that crazy religious people do and comes back, and then he converts to their religion. His father has 10 kids and 3 wives. Now, one of his wives is Janelle's mom. Janelle is someone that Cody married, wife number 2. So that makes them kind of step siblings. Gross, right? I'm like, you had to have been around for family get-togethers, Thanksgiving, here's your step-sister, and then you end up marrying her. Just gross, whatever. And his father was like an Army Ranger and a paratrooper. So a lot of testosterone is what I'm thinking is going around the house. So that's got to make him think, okay, I've got to be like super manly. I haven't joined the military like my father. You know, I haven't had 10 kids like him. I got to like testosterone it up. And in fact, there's a Reddit thread. They called it Testosterone Tuesday. He would go running with his guy friends. And after he got home, the wives would say how easy he was to get along with. Furthermore, he added that during like wrestling, when he would, I don't know if he wrestled in high school or what, but when he met with some friends, I think it was in Vegas, and they were, you know, wrestling in the gym or whatever, that he missed the, quote, smell of testosterone cut to his face between another man's leg. What fucking straight man says that? The smell of testosterone cut to his face between another man's legs. Gross. I have been in between a lot of men's legs, and that smell is disgusting. That smell that you're calling testosterone smells like feet and cheese. It's gross. Wow. Again, you couldn't be more gay sounding right there, Cody Brown. And he gets giddy when he's around his male friends, whether it be his polygamous friends, his high school friends. He just gets giddy like a little schoolboy. And he had, if you ever saw when Caleb was courting Maddie, he bro-crushed on Caleb massively. It was almost like he wanted to date Caleb. It was nuts. Now everyone's going on now. They're bringing up Mary's catfishing incident again. Peyton brought it up. I think McKelty said something to the effect of, McKelty or Gwen, I think it was McKelty, that, oh, you know, once you cheat on someone, you've given up on the relationship first. I'm like, dude, you know, he made your mom or one of your moms divorce him so he could marry wife number four. He's not giving her the time of day. He's not talking to her, not coming over the house. And now you're pissed that she's looking for attention from somewhere else? Fuck off. Now, the catfishing voicemails, and I've got some other little clips and on this site where you can hear some of those voicemails. Some of them, and I didn't even add all of them. These are just some of the highlight voicemails that I thought were important. There were hundreds, literally over 200 voicemails that was just her sending to him, this quote, Sam, who may or may not be a dude. What I think happened is that she broke up, or maybe people found out about it, because evidently there is a common link between Robin and this, quote, catfish. They have a mutual friend. I think her name's Lindsay or something like that, who is Robin's friend. That's ironic when you think of how many people are in this country and the person that Mary's talking to online ends up having a mutual friend with Robin. I'm not saying this Sam Cooper is friends with Robin, but they have a mutual friend. What are the fucking odds, right? So again, we could go on that. Is that something? Is Robin behind setting Mary up? Was it really a catfishing? Was Sam really a dude? Did Mary know Sam was a chick and didn't care? Is Mary bisexual? You know, some of the voicemails make it sound like she did meet this person in real life. Like a couple of them. It makes it sound like, hey, I'm going to be there in a minute. Hey, I'm pulling up. Hey, you told me to let you know when I'm on your road. She knows where the person lives. They've met up, it sounds like, unless I'm really hearing this voicemail wrong and I'm only hearing the one side. But when I looked at this Sam Cooper's website, which is no longer up, I mean, he posted pictures that, like, she would send him. And, I mean, they weren't too risque, but they were risque if you're a Mormon, I would say. Like, she was eating a banana, and to me, it just looked like eating a banana, but he made it sound like it was very suggestive. And yeah, I could maybe see that. Some pictures were looking a little bit more risque than you would send a friend. So yeah, I definitely think there was an emotional connection, and I think they were probably physical. Definitely, I'm certain that they had some phone sex or tech sex or whatever you want to call it. Cody's religion would make him hide behind his sexuality. And what better way to hide it than to become a polygamist? Who's going to think you're gay if you have four wives? You know, at the very, very least, he's metrosexual. The very least. The hair, the way he dresses, his fancy cars. I know over time he had, when the first chauffeur started, and he may still have the car, he had a Mercedes convertible. Who, what man has a convertible that has, at that time, he had at least 12 kids, at least. Truly wasn't born. Robin's kids hadn't joined into it yet. So 14 kids. Who has a convertible, a two-seater convertible that has, and maybe there was a backseat, but regardless, a convertible. Who has a convertible that has 14 kids? And then he just had to go and buy his brother's huge truck. Even though he was opposed to Janelle getting a truck, he goes gets this huge truck, gigantic fucking truck. Overcompensating, you think? So, yeah, I said it from the moment I saw him. Not quite as quickly as with Todd Chrisley, but close enough that I thought, man, I gotta tell you, Cody's gay or he's bi. I mean, he is not a normal straight dude. And he's hiding behind the religion. He wants to make his father proud. That's my philosophy. He's trying to. And I've seen so many men do that. They'll go out of their way to be manly to make their daddy proud. Ugh, whatever. Now on to George Santos. I don't really know that much about the guy, except that he's the He's an openly gay and he's a Republican. Two things that don't seem to go together. Openly gay and Republican. That's like ice cream and broccoli. They just don't go together. All right. And he backed the Don't Say Gay bill. Oh, come on. Well, some drag pictures have come to light. And if you look at a picture of him and you look at a picture of this drag queen, yeah, yeah. Unless this is an amazing Photoshop job, that's him. He denies it. And the person's fake name, their drag name is Katara. Okay, I can't remember the last name, but Katara, which is a great name. And he looks good in drag. He should own that. But he's lied about his resume. There, like, pretty much everything out of his mouth has been a lie. He supposedly defrauded $3,000 from a GoFundMe that was started to help this veteran. This veteran had this dog who was really sick, and he's like, this dog's my life. He's gotten me through so much. You know, I think he was homeless. And so another veteran knew Santos and said, hey, you know, can you help us out? Maybe with your name, you know, you can draw money. He ends up keeping the $33,000. What a piece of fucking shit that you're taking money from a vet, let alone a vet's dog. So he's gone by his middle names, which is Anthony DeVolder. So that's his like little fake name. So that was the fake name that he used for the GoFundMe and God knows whatever else. He wanted, so he's from Rio de Janeiro, originally it sounds like. He wanted to be Miss Rio de Janeiro, but he lost his contest. So there's been at least two drag performers that have come forward saying, oh yeah, this is him. I totally remember him doing it. And they even say how shady he was back in the day and lied all the time. So it's kind of a pattern. And again, man, just why don't people just own their shit? Todd Chrisley, Cody Brown, Santos, own it. People would respect you more if you just came out and owned it. Tom Cruise, we would respect you more if you came out and said, yeah, I'm gay. You know, pretty much everyone knows. I mean, it's not a big secret you're keeping. Same with John Travolta. Most people know you're bi, buddy. I mean, it's not a big hidden secret. It's like when John Travolta was wearing the toupees. And I guess finally somebody said, dude, just go bald. The toupees were just this lie. Like him being straight. I'm sure he loved Kelly. I'm sure they were so in love. But again, I know gay people who can have sex with a woman as easily as they can have sex with a man. Maybe they prefer one over the other, but they can swing it both ways. Just own your shit, man. Just own it. When John finally shaved his head, I was like, I am so proud of you. And I'm sorry. Bald-headed men, for the most part, very few exceptions, look hot. Men look so much hotter than trying to hold on to whatever little bit of hair they got. I'd rather see a bald, just being honest. And, Tom, dude, man, you're almost 60. Like, if you're not 60, you're almost 60. Like, you need to, like, no 60-year-old man is doing all these fucking Mission Impossible stunts. I mean, you need to just fucking happily retire. You know, do some comedy. He's funny. There's been only a few things you've ever seen him in that he's funny. But Tropic Thunder, I mean, he had a lot of prosthetics on. He was a riot. I didn't even, first time I saw the movie, recognize that was him. Then when I did, I was like, oh my God, that's fucking brilliant. He was so funny. Just people need to just embrace what is them instead of so badly pushing it away or denying it. People know. If you want to see a good show that talks about, like, transgender, for instance, you know, Cody Brown, one of his kids, formerly known as Mariah. I say formerly known. I love my trans friends, but you got to give cis people a break. If we've known you by your old name forever and you suddenly change names, give us a break. You got to give us some time to get used to the new name, to remember the new name. It's like Ellen Page. We've known you as Ellen Page for decades. And now that you're Elliot, give us a break. Give us a little bit of time to, okay, this is your new name. I got a friend. His name's Richie. I knew him as Richie forever. And then one day he decides, I'm going by Bug. Don't call me Richie. I'm not going to answer. I get mad when you call me Richie. And I'm like, give me a break, dude. I knew you forever as Richie. It's going to take me a while to get used to saying Bug. So just cut us regular cis people a break, is all I'm saying. Now, going back to this, I Am Jazz. Great show. This kid, and I do not think for a second these parents pushed it on them. They seem very together. The grandparents are adorable. They seem like they really care and take care of their family and support the kids in whatever they want to do, within reason, of course. So there are videos and pictures of when Jazz, who was born male, or assigned male. I hate when they say that. I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm trying. And they try to correct you. I'm like, dude, just, again, give me a break. I'm sorry I'm not using the right terminology, but not most of America does not know your terminology. So just give us some time to adjust. So born/assigned male at birth. But all these pictures and videos of like, you know, I want to wear a dress. I want to be a girl. I want to be a girl. I'm so frustrated. And what I think most of America doesn't realize is these people, and you can say mental illness, fine. Let's just say it is. It's called body dysmorphia. And it is something that they can't control any more than you're bipolar. And you can take meds, you can help, but I mean, I'm never going to not be bipolar, it seems, is the way. So, you know, being so upset that, like, I can't be this gender that I know I am, whether real or mental, I am this. They get so upset and of course, picked on beyond belief, I'm sure, that they commit suicide. So if letting your child transition by way of, you know, just hormones at the very least, keeps them from killing themselves, let the kid do it. Let the kid do it. One, they're not going to do surgery. They can't do surgery, I don't think. They can do surgery on anyone until they become 18. And then they have to have at least a year of psychological review. And they've got to get letters from medical professionals, psychiatrists, that give the okay to have this done. You can't just walk in one day and say, well, I've decided I want to be a girl, chop my dick off. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't. It takes a lot of time. And trust me, this is something I think these people have dealt with all their lives. So it's not a rush thing. My only concern is going back to Cody Brown and Sister Wives. So Mariah, born a girl, marrying Cody's daughter, came out as gay and has this girlfriend, Audrey. Everyone's accepting. And I think Mary's beating herself up. Mary's like, I should have handled that better. I'm like, from what I saw in the video, you were just quiet. I don't think you were upset. You didn't get mad. You didn't throw anything. You didn't pout. It came as a shock. You had to process it. So you know, I don't think she handled it bad. It was just a shock. It took her a while to just get used to it. But now, Mariah has decided they want to go by the pronouns they and them and is changing the name to Leo or Leon. And they consider themselves transgender. Now, this the girlfriend, Audrey, before Mariah changed into Leo, Audrey decided that she was trans and wants to be male, trans male. So Audrey's already had the top surgery. And those that don't know what that means, it's where you have your breast removed, mastectomy. So boobs are gone. Yay. They've got their shirts wide open. They're so excited. And I'm like, I'm happy. If that makes you happy, knock yourself out. And then, you know, I don't know if they're going to have bottom surgery. Some people that are trans don't have the bottom surgery, meaning they don't, you know, change their vagina to a penis or vice versa. So if a trans person is a trans woman, they'll get boobs. If it's a trans man, they get their boobs taken away. If it makes you happy, what the fuck does it matter? You know, I feel like it's out of left field. We didn't see it coming with Mariah, because Mariah was definitely, I mean, she thought about even becoming a polygamist, I think, at one point when she was younger. So it's something that she definitely wasn't open with to everyone until she finally came out. Hey, not only am I a lesbian, I've got a girlfriend and we're moving in together, blah, blah, blah. I just think some people are rushing a little bit. But with I Am Jazz, this is something she's been dealing with forever. And she's in her early 20s. You know, she's had the top surgery. Well, I don't know if you call it surgery. They have the hormones, so they develop breasts naturally. Some develop them naturally. Some have to get the implants. And she has gotten the bottom surgery. So she, I forget what the vaginoplasty, I think is what it's called. And these aren't easy surgeries, and you're in quite a bit of pain for quite a while, and they may have to go in and do multiple surgeries to correct things. They got to worry about scar tissues. So these are not easy, easy operations at all. But I got to tell you, she looks so happy. And that's the thing, if it makes them happy. Now, that being said, in this new season, we see, in the last season as well, too, that she's developed an eating disorder. She's become bulimic. I think that is the correct term. She just, I mean, can't stop eating. And she's eating huge amounts of money, food, rather. And she's gained over 100 pounds. And for somebody that's, you know, that small of a frame, you're basically adding another person onto your weight. I wish they would talk more about, I think the transgender and like the anxiety and panic attacks are two totally different things she's going through. And some people are like, oh, I think there was one drag queen that was like, you know, oh, is this being caused because of the surgery? She'd had anxiety and panic attacks way before she had any surgery. I think they're two separate things. I don't think they're related. Of course, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. It would be nice to hear them talk more about her anxiety and panic attacks and what are the triggers. Because I think there's, not only are there a lot of people that can relate to the transgender and like having a show about that and it educates the public, I think also having it deal with the anxiety, depression, panic attacks, stress is something other people can relate to as well. And I think that would be very educational. So if you get a chance, it's also on TLC, and that season is starting up now. It's called I Am Jazz. I really like it. Now, going back to the Sister Wives, there's three kids, Gwen and Peyton and McKelty. I think all three of them have Patreon accounts where you can go on there. Like, for instance, McKelty is the one that said Mary cheated first and says that TLC made up the COVID rules, not them. I don't know if I believe much of what McKelty says, but whatever. Everybody says Peyton and Gwen are at odds with each other and they don't like each other, but they pretty much have said the same story. Like, I don't understand how people think they're saying separate things. They're saying the same thing. So if you're interested, Gwen has a YouTube account. Peyton has a TikTok, and I think Gwen might have a TikTok too. McKelty may have TikTok, but I think all three of them have Patreon accounts. So if you want to support them, you can. If you want to support me, there is a link down below that will give you a link if you would love to support this podcast, which I really appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed listening to this, and please subscribe if you can on anywhere that amazing podcasts are found. You can also find me on YouTube. So come back and see me again. Thank you so much.